Probably asking him for your steak.
What do you call food that you have one day and then have again the next day?
Leftovers. Well, that's easy.
Well, that's easier on my house, too. But
Joe,
we left
over. Oh, yeah,
I do.
Oh, we like those around our house. That's the best part. Your first day, we just, we sort of eat around the edges.
Yeah.
But the second day, when it's properly aged, well, then you can really have it. If someone offers you some food, let's say you're already full, you'd say what? Let's say you're sitting at the table with him. He said, here, have some more of this, have some more chitlins.
I'd say, no, thank you.
And a small child will put a lot of food in his mouth. And you say, now, don't put so much food in your mouth. Take a little bit and then
chew it.
And after you chew it, then you can
swallow it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got those. If something isn't artificial, you say it's, well, leather, for example. You say, this isn't imitation leather, this is
genuine.
Did what does your wife do when you bring her plums, things like this, wild plums?
Make jelly.
If a good friend of yours
wrong wife.
That's what it is with my wife. She says, no, you're not going to get me to do that. It'll all spoil.
That's right.
If you had a good friend who had two apples, and he was sitting here, and you wanted one of them, what would you tell him?
And I wanted one, I'd say, how about one of those apples?
Let's say he had only one apple, but he had a knife, and you wanted half of it. What would you tell him?
How about half of an apple?
Mm-hmm. How would you tell him to cut it?
In half.
And something isn't right there at your fingertips, it's off a short distance, you might say, hand me that thing that's just
over there.
I have trouble with these terms for distance. For instance, it's a short distance, a little piece, a little ways, just out yonder, mm-hmm. and things like this. They're just about impossible to get, unless we just stumble across them. Mm-hmm. If somebody's, let's say you're showing somebody how to do something, or how to make something, and you see him over there with his fingers all tangled up and he's not doing a good job, you say, don't do it that way, do it
this way. Mm-hmm. Or let me show you how to do that. Mm-hmm.
That's my trouble with my daughter. Don't let her learn. Sure. Or do it, sure.
Yeah.
I'll help.
Yeah.
Were orchards at all common here when you were a boy?
Not too much.
Well, they don't thrive here? Or?
Well, they just, we don't have any orchards all around you, do we?
Hmm. What would you call the center of a peach? The hard part?
Seed?
Mm-hmm. And a peach where the meat sticks to the seed?